93, 93.5 KKBN. Good Friday morning to you. John Yazel, appreciate you being back in the cabin and joined on the phone by multi-ACM award-winning recording artist Easton Corbin. Easton, how's it going, man?
Doing good, man. How about yourself, bud?
I'm doing good. We're looking forward to seeing you, getting back out on the road, coming with Cody Johnson October 9th at the Stockton Arena. It's got to be a good feeling to get back to touring and return to, a normal as life will let us live these days, right?
Oh, man, it's been great getting back out to people out there, especially, you know, with the Cody Johnson tour and, you know, getting back out west. We haven't been out in California for, shoot, it's been monthly 2 years now. So it'll be great to get back out there and get with our fans and have a good time.
Yeah, I bet. And opening up for Cody, I see, too, on your tour schedule that you're kind of jumping off, playing a couple little clubs here and there as you tour across the country. What do you prefer, the big stage arena or the little teeny intimate club?
Man, there's really cool aspects to each one. You know, I love the big arena because you can put a lot of people and it's great energy, but I also love the energy of, you know, the smaller venues, the clubs and things, because, you know, the crowd's right on top of you, just feed so much off that energy. So there's a lot of positive things about each, you know, venue. They're all really unique.
Right.
Their own way.
Yeah, I feel the same way, too. I haven't been to an indoor show. Your show is actually going to be the first one that I get inside a big venue in a while. Been to a couple of club shows, but they're always different. You always feel, oh, I like these little intimate venues, and then you get to the big show, and you're like, yeah, this is fun. Look at all these people having fun, and it kind of just sucks you all in. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man.
So last year, you had a couple of projects come out, even though COVID was going on. You had the Didn't Miss a Beat EP that came out late last year. Great album, some great songs on there. And then you also had, the anniversary edition of A Little More Country Than That, new version, another great song. Was this Didn't Miss a Beat EP, was that a lockdown project, or was something that you're working on before COVID ever hit?
Man, that was something I was working on, you know, before COVID hit. But, you know, even in spite of COVID, I felt like, you know, we needed to put new music out there just, you know, to uplift our fans and give them something to look forward to just because of the atmosphere and with everything that's going on. So I thought it was very important to still, you know, release that music, even though we couldn't really go out there and work it on the road. But just to give our fans something to look forward to.
Now, when you were locked up, like everybody else for the last year, were you spending a lot of time writing some new music that we're going to be looking forward to?
We spent a lot of time writing new stuff. And some of that stuff is definitely going to be a new record coming up here before long.
Is there a date on that, or are you still just a work in progress on it?
It's sooner than later, but it's still a work in progress. But fingers crossed, sooner than later.
Now, you're recording independently now, correct?
Well, yes and no. I just started a label deal. I can't actually discuss any more than that on that. But yeah, I'll be working with a group here for a long.
Oh, that's great. So yeah. you were kind of recording by yourself when you're in between record company gigs. Did that change your approach to the way you're writing songs, you know, instead of being pushed because you have to have so many albums out in such a period of time?
Well, you know, it's given me time to write, you know, really dig in and write the songs that I love. You know, they always say, the first record you ever make, you got your whole life to write for, and then after that, it's boom, boom, boom. And, you know, being between deals and COVID on top of that, you know, I've had a lot of time just to dig in and really get back to my roots and the direction I want to go.
That sounds great. Is there anything special you're going to be playing for us when we see you in just a couple of weeks?
We might be playing some new stuff for you guys, for sure.
All right. Anything special? You guys going to all get together on stage and play some tunes with Ian and Cody when you're out there?
Yeah, maybe. You know, we've only done one show so far, it's been great so far.
How many shows have you done so far since you got back out on the road?
Well, myself, I mean, we've probably done, I think we've done 20 shows at least.
Ah, how was that?
At least.
How was that first one after you were able to actually do it again?
Well, it's funny, you know, even during COVID, I was out doing some acoustic stuff. And we also had a few little full band things, you know, happen during that where they would allow us to play. But I mean, overall, it's been great to have a consistent schedule.
I bet it has. Hey, Easton, you know, I'd talk to you all day if I could, but obviously sure. We got bills to pay and records to play. So Didn't Miss a Beat. If you're a fan of Easton, go out there. It's available everywhere. And, of course, he's coming to the Stockton Arena October the 9th with Cody Johnson. Looking forward to it, Easton. I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here in the cabin this morning.
Hey, man, looking forward to it. Can't wait to see all the folks out there and see you and have a good time.